portion is brought to you by Private Security Alarms, local, reputable, and competitive. Private Security Alarms, 891 Main Street in downtown Grafton. And joining us is the superintendent of Midview Schools, Scott Goggin. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys.
Before we went on, I heard him say the words, "We should tweet that out." Now, I wanted to know, because I live in Avon, and our superintendent will also tweet out school closings. Is that something, have you got into that era yet?
Yes, it was, by the first time I tweeted out a school closing was, it was a late night closing, found out very late that it was going to happen, so I didn't want to initiate a robocall. So I thought, if a couple people are on Twitter or something, I'll send this out and see what happens. And it was a big mistake to do it that late, because I tweeted out that the school is going to be closed, and I think every high school student was on Twitter at that time. It was like 11 o'clock at night, and then all night, as my phone was by my bed, I just heard it getting retweeted, and so my phone kept buzzing and waking me up. So I've learned that you do tweet it out, but then you turn off notifications, because otherwise you're just going to hear it all night long.
Well, you almost get you could almost get replies from those students expressing their love and joy for what you decided to do that day.
Yes, and you do get those. And what's funny is, again, as you enter the Twitter world, you realize that our students can be very creative, especially with my head. I found my head on a whole lot of different type of pictures, and they're... They're very creative young people, but also very respectful. So that was fun. But you know, the other thing you do is on a morning where it's a close call, don't turn on your Twitter. Just, you know, look at it at lunchtime, because they're going to try and get you, you know, send you forecasts and all this information to try and sway your decision. So you just really, you don't even open up the Twitter.
All the lobbying that goes on for something.
Yeah, they are future lobbyists.
It seems to me to be a whole different interaction between the student body and a superintendent. Many times it was just the principal has the, you know, the students, you know, sort of pulse or whatever, and the superintendent occasionally would show up in the school if he makes his rounds. But it's a whole different relationship now, I think, because of that.
It is, and it's really neat, because I've been in the school district, excuse me, for 13, 14 years. So some of these students I've had when I was middle school principal or worked in another part of there. So it's really neat to be able to see the students come up and through, and you see them as young adults when, you know, you saw them before as like seventh graders. And so it's nice to see that, and so you still get to keep a little interaction and kind of get some messages.
Well, Midview has been on my lips lately because of several different things. You've got the basketball tournament that just was done at the schools there as well.
Right.
I happen to be the pronouncer for the Spelling Bee, which had the finals at Midview West. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that the school hosts for the county as well, being a part of that.
We try to, and that's actually one of our goals, to expand out and really to get our local communities coming on campus more and more. We've been blessed with a beautiful campus. If you haven't been on our campus in a while, we just opened our new middle school in the past couple years, and we really have a nice campus effect, and we're really a center in town, and we're working on other projects like a walking path and trying to do other things to bring people on. We do have events. We have the Spelling Bee that you mentioned. We have had a wonderful basketball tournament. You know, congratulations to the Lorain schools. It's great to see Lorain County School do so well in the basketball tournament there, and a host of other events that happen there. And it's really been a fun place. And
you talk about the campus.
Yes.
What are the benefits of that, as opposed to having a school over there and one over there and one back here?
It is. It's a central location, and it's one place. I think it's good for a lot of logistical reasons, both for the district and for parents. When you look at the district, we're really transporting our students to one place. And when people look at the finances of schools, a lot of times they don't factor in transportation costs. Well, we don't have to drive kids. We have a 65-square-mile district, so we don't have schools all over the place. You know, we have schools in one location, so our buses can go out and pick people up and bring them back to the same place. It's the same thing with parents. Parents are going to have children that attend different schools. They can come to one campus and drop off, you know, at this building, that building, and the other. While it's a little distance between them, it's not like other sides of town. So it's very convenient. Even when you look at the different things we can plan, we can have students go from one building to another, maybe some like a tutoring or mentorship program. We can have teachers travel from one building to another with very little travel time. So it really opens up a lot for us.
I was looking at some of the things going on. I think you had Jim Tressel come.
We did.
Come by, the former Buckeye coach, now with the president with Youngstown State. What was the reason behind that, or what did he have to say, and what was the...
Well, we've established a relationship with, I was going to say Coach Tressel, but now President Tressel, I should say. And back when he was at Akron, we started working a program with the University of Akron to try and get our students out there at a young age. Last year, we sent all of our fourth graders and all of our eighth graders along with their parents on a trip to Akron so they can see college and really set some goals. And Jim Tressel was really big, and he was a big partner with us in making that happen. He really supported that. When he moved on to Youngstown, we maintained that connection, and also our high school principal, Mr. Tom Faska, grew up with him, and I think they were in the same fraternity in college, so there's that relationship. But he came out and did just an unbelievable job talking to our students about success, and really he laid out a groundwork. He gave them tips and habits that they really should incorporate in order to be successful in their lives. So it was really well received. He was so gracious afterwards with pictures and signing, and it was a thrill for not only the kids but the staff. You could see them getting really excited having him on campus too.
I know one other thing you're involved in is the United Way Collaborative, and I think it was Midview and Clearview together.
Correct.
What's that all about, and how has it gone so far?
Well, it's been going very well, and you emphasized the views, which is what we did. We have Midview and Clearview, so we called our collaborative the Common View, and to tie in obviously the views and also hopefully a vision for the future. But the goal behind that is, you know, there's a lot of talk of school safety. And when you hear people talk about school safety, many times they want to talk about metal detectors, crisis plans, and all these different type of drills. But we're going at it through the concept of, you know, your environment. If you have more mentally and physically healthy people on your campus, you're going to have a safer environment. So it's really trying to take a proactive approach and really looking at the mental and physical well-being of our students. And through this collaborative, we're biting off a part of the apple of the grades 5 through 8 to look at our middle-aged learners. And you know, because that's a real transition time. It's a real formative time in a young person's life where you look at grades 5 through 8, you start to develop really who you are. And so the target in there is to look at the mental and physical well-being of the students grades 5 through 8. And we've had some really neat health initiatives in regards to like desk cycles, where, you know, little cycles that you could put under a desk where you have those kids who are always tapping the pencil and can't sit still. Well, they'll be there and they can pedal. So you'll see a classroom where, you know, while they're reading or whatever, you see the bikes going. And so we're working on a bunch of initiatives like that, and we're drifting into the mental wellness as well. So it's really been a neat program. The United Way, I think, has really, they've changed the way that they're doing their grants. I couldn't be happier with the way they're approaching that, and it's really been impressive.
Bruce, I think we need to get some of those pedal chairs.
Does that, they can power the lights in the gymnasium then? Perhaps you can work into that a little bit.
Well,
too.
Maybe we'll put our new STEM classes on that. We'll put our future engineers on designing
that. Brought up
that.
The word STEM, yeah. Which is always on the lips of people
sure.
These days, trying to, with all that education, those areas of education as well. We appreciate you stopping in this morning.
Yeah.
It was good to hear from you, and we should give a shout-out to the football team, too. You went to the basket, we talked about that, but your Midview football team really did your school proud this year.
You know, when you look across the board at our athletics, you know, it's really been a good year for Midview, academically, athletically, everything in there. The football team was fantastic. Our basketball team shared a co-championship. Our hockey team did well. I mean, just right across the board, and we're just looking to carry that into spring. So it's been a really nice year.
Yeah, those baseball, softball players want drier fields, though, to enjoy some of the...
April in Cleveland. A lot of rescheduling.
Right, a lot of track happening, too, as well. Scott Goggin, the Midview School Superintendent, thank you for coming in. Appreciate that.
Great. Thank you for having me.